You know, I should add something. We talk about a nephesh. What's a nephesh? You know, I think we touched upon it when we studied chapter 3, that a nephesh has a structure, has a composition. You know, intellect and emotions, a certain way of perceiving reality and a certain way of emotionally reacting to those perceptions. That a nephesh isn't some amorphous blob. A nephesh has a structure. Another way of explaining a nephesh, nephesh isn't just something spooky, something ethereal. We talk about mesiras nephesh. Mesiras nefesh means self-sacrifice, right? Rashi explains, b'chol nafshecha, the love Hashem, with all of your nefesh means b'chol ritzeincha. So mesiras nefesh is mesiras haratzein. Nefesh is haratzein. Another way of saying a nefesh, don't translate it as soul. Soul is like so mushy. It doesn't say anything. Say a drive, say a ratzen. That each nefesh is a drive. So there is self-driven drive, and there's God-driven drive. And those are the two nefashos. Now, how can they compromise when each one is bent on total domination? Because it's a matter of survival. You tell the godly soul, compromise is just one aveda. And he says, no, that's death. You tell the animal soul the same thing. Come on, compromise. Don't be selfish. And he says, but if I'm not looking out for me, then I'll be devoured. I'll be destroyed. My job, my whole purpose is for self-perpetuation. And now you want me to take it easy and just think that anyone other than me can take care of me? So each one of them thinks you're asking them to commit suicide. How are you going to negotiate this?